in Gandhi's autobiography, which is in paperback. It's just, he wrote it kind of early. He had a lot of years to live after he wrote it. But he wrote it because he was asked to, so he did. It's fascinating reading. It's just Gandhi talking about his life, his ideas. Anyway, it's a kind of a thick book, paperback, maybe an inch thick. And the very last sentence in this whole book is, I've spent my entire life attempting to reduce myself to zero. That's ashes. Not many people want to reduce themselves to zero. Most of us want to be players. Look what I created, Brahma. I'm maintaining the tradition, Vishnu, sorry. You can even connect this to the political scene. A lot of Vishnuites preserving the status quo. So there aren't a whole lot of people that choose Shiva once they realize it involves being reduced to nothing. On the other hand, if a person understands, doesn't realize, but understands that the whole object of the thing is to become nothing, and they're willing to have a little help, then Shiva's their guy. He can help. Because he's fire. He burns everything up. So I'm not going to be interested in Shiva if I want to hang on to things. Then I got to go Vishnu. You know, if I want things to remain, you know. And Shiva is often represented in say, paintings as a extremely fierce looking. I mean, just downright scary. I mean, it is a scary idea to think that you and I actually don't exist at all. Just think we do. Well, who wants to get rid of that thinking that I exist? Why, I'd end up nowhere. So the most common symbol for Shiva, commonly found, is often like a little bronze statue about this tall. You can find them in just about anywhere, Journey Home, or the bookstore up at the Vedanta Temple in Montecito. It has these sorts of statues. Anyway, the one of Shiva that's most commonly known is he's standing with one foot off the floor with the leg bent at the knee in a perfect right angle. And he's surrounded by flames, which he represented in the statues as little points going all around the circle in which he stands. And the flames going around him represent the aspect of him that burns everything up. It's called the burning ground. That's where Shiva hangs out. The burning ground. It's kind of a warm place. Which is gotten at in the gospel according to Thomas, when Jesus says of himself, he who is near me is near to fire. That's Shiva. So he's surrounded by a circle of fire. Which is ceaseless in its motion. But within that circle of fire, he's absolutely stationary and unmoving. So he's seen simultaneously as eternal fire and, which is change, eternal change, and simultaneously seen as eternal peace, unmoving. So to get to Shiva, remembering all this is metaphorical, to get to Shiva, the person has to master or get through or become dense enough to deal with all the flames. So as and if a person, according to the Hindu tradition, decides to deal with the flames which surround Shiva, and they do so without much thought and precipitously, then they can get burned, which is why in the Shaivite tradition, at least in the Hindu tradition of it, the student is told not even to try to go there unless they have a teacher. And a teacher in this regard is someone who's gotten through the flames themselves already. Why the teacher? To keep you from getting burned. Because if you get burned, it's gonna affect more than this one lifetime we're in right now. And you can encounter people who are in certain states of consciousness unknown to themselves as a result of having been burned in previous lives. And they're always looking for a teacher and they never find one. So it's really important to not, well, to use a cliche, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. So you don't rush into Shiva worship in the real sense of Shiva worship. Anyone can buy a little statue and stare at it and even hold it to be sacred, which is good. One